Now, all sorts you're talking about this morning, and no doubt you will continue to bring your topics to us. 90 3 105 for whatever is on the tip of your tongue. Now, I'm going to put the spotlight on the Northwest at this present moment in time, because there's a poignant anniversary. Coleraine Borough Council have approved a short memorial service at Coleraine War Memorial. It's today to mark the 40th anniversary of the car bomb which killed six pensioners back in 1973. And I want to speak to David Gilmore, who survived that atrocity. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
David, this has been organised by your last mayor and supported by your incoming mayor. And indeed, I get a sense that it's the first time that the event has been acknowledged, actually, since the 25th anniversary of the atrocity.
That's quite correct, Frank. As is typical with Korean people, we don't really make too much of a fuss about things on a regular basis, but this was a special anniversary. And the fact, too, that people are getting older, it is probably the last time it will be acknowledged where there will be people who survived the bomb there in any great number.
David, if it's easy enough for you, could you remind us of the atrocity on that June day in 1973 and how you survived it?
Well, I was with other family members actually in a car in Railway Road, and I remember a car passing us when the bomb went off, and if it hadn't been for that car, I wouldn't be talking to you this morning. And I had a family member who had been in the shop and was quite badly hurt, and thankfully we had them for another 31 years, but it was quite a horrific experience, because you saw, I'm afraid, the bodies lying on the street, and you saw people trying to help people who were grievously injured. And these are things that very much stick with you throughout your life.
The six people who died were all pensioners. They were Elizabeth Craigmile, who was 76, Robert Scott, who was 72, Dinah Campbell, who was 72, Francis Campbell, who was 70, Nan Davis, who was 60, and Elizabeth Palmer, who was 60 as well. They were all Protestant people. They were all in the town on that day. And the bombings brought a violent backlash from loyalist paramilitaries, who swiftly retaliated by really unleashing a series of sectarian killings on the Catholic community in the general area. It was a time of great darkness in your community.
It was. And, you know, I would say immediately, Frank, there's no excuse for violence. And I don't think anybody should try to justify it. But the community in Coleraine has always been one where people live side by side and get on, and they don't worry about what religion or what background anybody is from. And I think even today you'll find that in the vast majority of the town that is the situation, and they help each other. And it helps when you go through such a dark period to know that you have your neighbours and your friends with you.
Your outgoing mayor, Councillor Sam Cole, is organising the event. It's been conducted by the new mayor, who is Councillor David Harding. There's obviously community support there for the event today, but there won't be total community support for the Coleraine Borough Council initiative. And you've had the difficulty in recent times of a previous mayor, Sean McGlinchey, who was mayor in Limavady 2011 to 2012, of Sean McGlinchey being in office. Did you find it difficult when Sean McGlinchey was the mayor of Limavady, because he was also the bomber who killed the people?
Yes, it was difficult. But then I always say I am a Democrat. The law says that Councillor McGlinchey and others are allowed to stand for elected office. As a Democrat, I have to accept that. And while it can be difficult working with them, it's not impossible. And personally, I want to see Northern Ireland move to a better future. And unless we all, at times, you know, bite tongues and swallow pills, which can be very, very bitter at times, we're not going to go forward. I don't want another generation to go through what I have gone through. So it's essential that we try, in some ways, to work together.
So was it not that difficult for you as a survivor to see Mr. McGlinchey as the town's first citizen?
Well, I was fortunate, and I didn't have any real direct contact with Councillor McGlinchey, but it was difficult, yes. And at that time, I'm sure you remember, Frank, there were other controversies about the people who had committed the act being put into positions. It seemed almost as if they were being rewarded. And that did cause an awful lot of hurt. I think people have maybe tried to get past that in the main, and difficult though it will be, we will do that.
How important is today, as far as the healing process, the grieving process goes? Because I talk about a grieving process, and it's 40 years ago. I presume there's still some grieving, or am I wrong? Do you not grieve 40 years on?
It's as if it happened yesterday, Frank. It never really goes away. Even if I'm walking up to go into the town to do some shopping, I have to walk past the spot where that occurred. And it's difficult, but there is a healing. I don't take things out on people. Nobody else did it. It's happened. It's in the past now. Yes, it's important that we remember these people, that we acknowledge that this has happened, and it's part of Coleraine's history. And I think that is very, very important. But as I said to you earlier, Coleraine people are not people to go over the top with things. They will have a short, respectful service, and I think that's the right way to do it. And people will, I'm sure, have their own memories and their own thoughts from all the different people involved. And we have to include into that the ambulance men and the medics and everybody else who had to cope with the aftermath.
That aftermath must have been horrific.
It was. I really couldn't go on to details on live radio, Frank, but it was horrific, and the images and the sights and the sounds and the smells of that day will be with me until I draw my last breath. I know that.
Some people have described it as the forgotten massacre. Do you buy into that analysis of it?
To a certain extent, and I think that's why I am so pleased to see today happening. For today, at least, it is not going to be a forgotten massacre. The people who lost their lives have not been forgotten. They're being acknowledged. And I think that's a very big step forward.
And is part of this, the 40th anniversary being marked as it is being marked, is it all part of a small step towards full reconciliation and understanding? Or are we simply paying respect to six much-loved members of the community who were murdered?
Well, I think it's both, Frank. And as I said to you previously, the people in Coleraine are not the type that were bearing grudges. The neighbours looked after neighbours, and it didn't matter what their background was. The community in Coleraine came together at that time. And, there was people even came into my home at that time, who we were maybe surprised we didn't know that well, but is there anything we can do? That was the things that happened, and I think that was what kept Coleraine going and got them through without maybe anything worse happening at that time.
What age were you at the time, David?
I was 10.
A terrible, terrible experience for anyone at any point in their life, but to witness that as a 10-year-old, horrific.
Well, this is part of why I am determined to do what I can so that no other generation has to experience that.
David, thank you for talking to us, and our thoughts will be with you this afternoon when you stand at the War Memorial for the service in memory of the six pensioners who were murdered on the 12th of June back in 1973. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thank you very much indeed, Frank.
Good morning to